Namate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 1, entitled Conversation Between Manu and Kardama, text number 19. Translation. My dear Lord, you alone create the universes. O Personality of Godhead, desiring to create these universes, you create them, maintain them, and again wind them up by your own energies, which are under the control of your second energy called Yogamaya, just as a spider creates a cobweb by its own energy and again winds it up.
О мой Господь, ты один творишь вселенные. О верховная личность Бога, подобно тому, как паук с помощью своей энергии сначала сплетает паутину, а затем сворачивает ее. Ты, желая создать вселенные, творишь их и поддерживаешь их существование, а затем вновь сворачиваешь мироздание с помощью своих энергий, которыми повелевает твоя вторая энергия, йога майя.
Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, two important words nullify the impersonalist theory that everything is God.
В этом стихе употреблены два очень важных слова, которые опровергают теорию имперсоналиста, утверждающую, что все сущее является Богом.
Here, Kardama says, O Personality of Godhead, you are alone, but you have various energies.
Здесь Кардама Муни говорит, О Господь, Личность Бога, ты один, но у тебя великое множество различных энергий.
The example of the spider is very significant also.
Очень важен также пример с пауком.
The spider is an individual living entity, and by its energy, it creates a cobweb and plays on it, and whenever it likes, it winds up the cobweb, thus ending the play.
Паук – это индивидуальное живое существо. С помощью своей энергии он сплетает паутину. Некоторое время играет на ней, а когда пожелает, сворачивает ее и заканчивает.
When the cobweb is manufactured by the saliva of the spider does not become impersonal.
Сплетая из своей слюны паутину, паук не утрачивает индивидуальность, аналогичным образом создавая и проявляя мир с помощью материальной или духовной энергии, творец также не лишается своей личной природы.
Similarly, the creation and manifestation of the material or spiritual energy does not render the creator impersonal. You already translated. Okay. Here, the very prayer suggests that God is sentient and can hear the prayers and fulfill the desires of the devotees.
Эта молитва сама по себе уже свидетельствует о том, что Бог обладает сознанием.
Therefore, He is Satchidananda Vigraha, the form of bliss, knowledge, and eternity.
Он слышит молитвы преданных и исполняет их желания. Вот почему его называют Satchidananda Vigrahой, формой исполненной блаженства и знания и вечности.
Translation again. My dear Lord, you alone create the universes.
Еще раз перевод. О мой Господь,
O Personality of Godhead, desiring to create these universes, you create them, maintain them, and again wind them up by your own energies, which are under the control of your second energy called Yogamaya, just as a spider creates a cobweb by its own energy and again winds it up.
О верховная личность Бога, подобно тому, как паук с помощью своей энергии сначала сплетает паутину, а затем сворачивает ее. Ты, желая создать вселенные, творишь их и поддерживаешь их существование, а затем вновь сворачиваешь мироздание с помощью своей энергии, которым повелевает твоя вторая энергия, йога майя.
So in the Vedic literatures, it's explained that God is one.
В ведической литературе объясняется, что Бог один.
But the Lord has many energies.
Но у Бога есть много энергий.
It's stated, Parashya Shaktir Viva Deva Shuyate, that the Lord has multi-potencies.
Объясняется, что Господь обладает потенцией мульти.
And by those different potencies, the Lord accomplishes different works.
И с помощью своих различных энергий Господь, Он так или иначе делает различные деятельности.
It's explained that Lord Krishna is always situated in Vrindavan. And there he is engaged in pastimes in his internal potency. And he has no desire to become involved in the external potency. But there are always those living entities who will turn their face to the Lord. And by turning their faces, they desire to become false lords. They live under the misconception that they can become the controllers of this material world. And all of us, we know very well that the living entity can't control matter. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord explains, Daivihesha gunamai mama maya dratiya. He says that this material nature is my divine energy. And he says that it's very, very difficult to overcome. And another place in Bhagavad Gita, he says that the living entities that are within this world are engaged in a very hard struggle trying to overcome Maya. They're thinking, I shall be the Lord of Maya. I will take the material energy and I will extract happiness or enjoyment from that energy. But it never works out that way. The Lord's potency, which gives pleasure, is known as Ladini Shakti. But that Ladini Shakti in contact with matter becomes Ladini Tapakari, which means that potency which gives pain to the living entity.
Но эта владение шахте, когда она соприкасается с материальной энергией, она превращается в владение
Таппакари. Which means it gives pain.
Это то, что приносит боль.
So, this is the situation of the living entities.
Такова ситуация живых существ.
So the Lord, He has to create this material world for the benefit of those living entities.
Но на самом деле Господь сделал этот материальный мир для блага живых существ.
So many times we've heard it explained.
Так много раз мы слышали это объяснение.
That the world in which we're living is like a prison house.
Что этот материальный мир, в котором мы живем, он подобен тюрьме.
Just like in this world.
Вот точно так же, как и здесь, в этом мире.
When you have criminal elements in society.
Если вы совершаете какое-то преступление в обществе.
And they turn their face to the established law and order.
И отворачиваетесь от того, что существуют какие-то законы в обществе.
Then the government forces catch those people and put them in prison.
То правительство, оно просто вынуждено поймать вас и посадить в тюрьму.
And they hope that by putting them in prison, their character will become reformed.
И они, конечно же, надеются, что посадив вас в тюрьму, ваш характер изменится.
So this world is like that. Living entities are placed within this world, which is manifest by the potencies of the Lord, with the hope that their character will become reformed. Just like Acharya Nidhi Prabhu was telling me. And he was telling me how some of our devotees, before they came to Krishna consciousness, they were in the prison. And they were hoping, the authorities were hoping, by putting these people in prison, their character would become changed. But we can see that only by their coming to Krishna consciousness has their character become changed. So that's what this world is like. It's a training place. It's like a prison to reform the character of the misdirected living entities. And it's created by the potency of Krishna. Now you will have some philosophers. And those philosophers will try to explain that the Lord is one. And if the Lord expands Himself to create all of these different manifestations, that the Lord will lose His individual identity. He will. They will try to explain like that. Now these are called impersonalists. And we don't like impersonalists. Impersonalists are our enemies. Especially Mayavadis, they are our enemies. Because they have a mundane or material concept of the Lord. They say, here you have the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And He will expand Himself to this planet, or He will expand Himself to this universe, or He will expand Himself in this way. And then the original Personality of Godhead becomes lost. It's like when I travel here in the CIS. Every place I go, they bring big, big, beautiful cakes. So tasty, with so much cream and so many things inside. And then we can take that cake and we can cut that cake in so many pieces. And then I give one piece to Gornataraj, and I give one piece to Acharya Nidhi, and I give one piece to Madhusudan, and I give one piece to Manohar. And before you know it, the cake is finished. You see, so they think that the Lord is like that. But the Lord is not like that at all. The Lord can continue to expand Himself throughout all of eternity. And He will always remain the same. He will not lose His potency in any way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains to Srila Sanatana Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is summarized in your teachings of Lord Chaitanya, that there are multi expansions of Godhead. That there are many expansions of Godhead. But the original feature of God is called Swayam Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan means Lord Krishna in Vrindavan.
Swayam Bhagavan означает Krishna Vrindavan.
With two hands, playing a flute, with his beautiful lotus eyes, performing all of his pastimes in Vrindavan Dham. That's the form of God that all other expansions come from. And he never takes one step out of Vrindavan. But sometimes he goes to Mathura. He expands himself to go to Mathura. He'll go to Dwarka. He'll expand himself to go to Dwarka. His brother's name is Balaram. He'll expand himself to become Balaram. He'll manifest himself as Lord Narayan in the Vaikuntha planets, but these are expansions. And from all of those different expansions, the Lord will expand into this material world. How will that be done? He'll do that through the agency of who? Who will he do that through the agency of? Because we know that the Lord himself will never touch Maya. He'll never touch the material energy. He has no interest in touching material energy. So he'll do that through the agency of Lord Shiva, who is an expansion of the Lord. But he's the expansion of the Lord that touches Maya. Mahavishnu will expand as Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva will impregnate all living entities within this world. So there's Mahavishnu. There's Garbhadakshay Vishnu. From Garbhadakshay Vishnu, all universes are coming. Into each universe, the Lord will expand as Chirodakshay Vishnu. Chirodakshay Vishnu will become the super soul within each and every living entity. He'll manifest himself within every atom of the universe. This is how we explain that Krishna is omniscient. Just like we can say Acharya Niti is omniscient. Acharya Niti will sit in his office and he'll sit behind his computer and he'll be online to the comm network. He'll know everything which is going on in the world. And through his temple presidents, he'll know what is happening in each temple. And through his different department heads, he'll know what's happening in each department. So in the same way, Krishna is cognizant, he's aware of everything which is going on throughout the entire universe. But still, he's situated in the spiritual world. So he does this by his various multipotencies. So as devotees, we never accept this idea that the Lord loses his identity. Nor do we accept the concept that the living entity will lose his identity. Lord Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita. He says that there was never a time when I did not exist. There'll never be a time when you do not exist. And there'll never be a time when any of these kings will cease to exist. Because the living entities are eternal. You have different types of philosophers. And some of those philosophers, they want to lose their existence into the existence of God. These are the impersonalists again. They feel that the ultimate goal is this type of liberation in which they lose their personal existence. But devotees never accept that. We don't want to merge into God. But we want to dance with God. We want to render varieties of service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that can be achieved through the process of devotional service. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna explains to Uddhava Prabhu that there is only one process of transcendental realization that will enable a person to know God in full. And that process is devotional service. Why is that? Because devotional service to Krishna, which is based on hearing and chanting, awakens our eternal spiritual nature. Now our eternal nature is covered. And we have many contaminations within our heart. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that by performing devotional service, primarily Sri Krishna Sankirtan, that our hearts will become purified. He said that this is the first thing which will happen when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He says, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, which means that the mirror of your heart becomes cleansed. It's actually a very nice example. He compares the heart to a mirror. And the living entity, the soul, is within the heart. But now if we look to the heart, we cannot see who we are. So therefore, he says, you have to clean that mirror to get the clear reflection. Now we look in the heart, and what do we think? We think that we're men, we think that we're women, we think that we're Russians or Americans. But when the heart becomes cleansed, we'll look within the heart and we'll see that we're the spirit soul. But it won't be a vague concept. Now we're all just beginning this process of devotional service. So we're in beginning stages. But when we actually become advanced through this chanting, we'll understand what spirit soul we are. That's called self-realization. So the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is so wonderful that it will reveal your eternal spiritual nature. And he says that the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra will extinguish the blazing fire of material existence. Even if it's imperfectly done, the chanting of Hare Krishna can give liberation from this world. What to speak if a person will chant perfectly the holy names? One will actually be able to experience his loving relationship with the Lord. As an example of that, we have the history of Ajamil, which is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, Ajamil didn't chant the Hare Krishna mantra with pure love. But he didn't chant the Hare Krishna mantra offensively. And the result, by even his inoffensive chanting, is that he was freed from being taken by the constables of Yamaraj. And he was given an opportunity to perfect his life. So the fire of material life can be put out. And when that fire of material life is put out, then our eternal nature becomes revealed. And then by experiencing that nature, one can actually act in relationship to that personality of Godhead who's living in the spiritual world. You can have different relationships with Krishna. Some people may have a relationship with Krishna as his servant or his friend or his mother or father. Or a person may have a relationship with Krishna as his lover. Just like Srila Prabhupada wrote in a letter to one person back in 1968. One girl was writing Prabhupada a letter asking about going to the spiritual world. And Prabhupada said, when you go to the spiritual world, you can become the girlfriend of Krishna. Then he said, Krishna can come and he will kiss you. Prabhupada gave an explanation of these different relationships that one can have with Krishna. He said there was one prime minister of England, and his name was Disraeli. This was some time ago. So one head of state, he came to meet Mr. Disraeli. And the secretary of Mr. Disraeli, he said, you wait here, he's doing some important business now. So that head of state, he was waiting in the waiting room. And so he was waiting and waiting and waiting, and Mr. Disraeli never came. So he decided that he wanted to look in the door to see what Mr. Disraeli was doing. So he opened the door a little bit and he looked inside. When he looked inside, he saw Mr. Disraeli on the floor. He is the Prime Minister of England. And on his back, he had his grandson. And he was playing with his grandson on the floor. And he was completely absorbed in that way. So Prabhupada gave that as an example that even great men in this world, they have different relationships with different types of people. And in the same way, we'll endeavor to understand that God is a person. And we'll follow the authorized process of devotional service. And chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. Then we can enter into a unique and wonderful relationship with the Lord. And that will truly be the perfection of our devotional service and the perfection of our lives. So Srila Prabhupada, he mentions in this purport today that because he is a person, that the Lord will hear our prayers and he can fulfill the desires of his devotees. So we should always pray for devotional service. And we should always endeavor for devotional service. What does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? He says, Yayatam amprapadyante, tangstitaiva bijanyaham. I will reciprocate with you in the way that you approach me. So if we will all approach Krishna, begging for his pure devotional service, then he will certainly give us that devotional service. But we have to become conscious and we have to ask. We shouldn't pass our days in devotional service like zombies. That we just move the body, but we don't think. Krishna says, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto, think of me. He says, always think of me in the form of Krishna. So many times in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, fix your mind on me. So we should endeavor to do that as devotees. We should do our service, but while doing our service, think of Krishna. And think, oh my Lord, please be merciful upon me and allow me to render pure devotional service to you. Now I'm doing devotional service. But this is devotional service in the stage of practice. And I can't see you. I can't hear your flute. I can't see your wonderful pastimes taking place. Just like I live in Vrindavan Dham. And there's Govardhan Hill. And there's the river Jamuna. And there's Vrindadevi. And there's Yogmaya Devi. And all of Krishna's pastimes are going on. But I can't see anything. I can't hear anything. So we should pray to Krishna, be merciful to me. And let me do pure devotional service unto you. And then we should endeavor to please the Lord by all of our activities. Just like Mama Jasoda. She made such an endeavor for Krishna. Krishna was such a rascal. He was always doing bad things. He was always stealing yogurt, stealing butter. You know, he would pass urine on the kitchen floor. You know, he was always pinching the babies and disturbing everyone. You know, Mother Jasoda became so angry with Krishna that she decided she was going to bind up Krishna. Then Krishna started to run. And then she caught him. But she couldn't get the ropes to go around Krishna, because they were always two fingers too short. But when she made great endeavor, then Krishna gave his mercy. So for our perfection in devotional service, two things are required. Great personal endeavor to fix our mind upon the Lord. And then the mercy of Krishna. Nothing will happen without Krishna's mercy. So, yeyatam mam prapadyante, Krishna says, however you approach me, I will reciprocate with you. So if we make great endeavor to go to Krishna, Krishna will make great endeavor to purify our hearts and lift us out of the material energy.
Насколько преданный предается мне, настолько я ему отвечаю. Поэтому нужно очень желать того, чтобы предаться.
And he'll fulfill all of our desires.
И тогда он исполнит все наши желания.
Therefore, we have to purify our desires.
И тогда наши желания не будут очищенными.
Just like in Vrindavan, we have these desire trees.
Как, например, в Вриндаване у нас есть древо желаний.
And Prabhupada said, you always have to be careful when you go under trees in Vrindavan that you desire the right thing. Like he told a story one time. He said there was one man and he was very, very poor. And he had to work very, very hard. So he had been working hard all day long. And then it was evening time and he sat down beneath a tree. And he said, oh, I'm so poor. He said, I always have to work so hard. He says, my life is so miserable. I'm working in the factory in Rostov all day long. And I don't even have anything to eat. He said, oh, I wish I had some good prasadam to eat. And as soon as he said that, and he looked in front of himself, and there's one of Acharya Nidhi's big thalis from India, and it was full of the most delicious prasad. Everything cooked with smetana. And cheese full of paneer. And he had the best halava. And shlatki shariki. And compote. And there was even some klep there. Klep. So he looked up and he went. And he started to eat everything. And he said, oh, that was so good. He said, but still, I'm so poor. I don't have any good clothes to wear. God, I wish I had some nice clothes to wear. And then all of a sudden, and he looked and he was covered with beautiful clothes. And then he started saying, what's going on here? He said, this must be a desire tree I'm sitting under. And then he said, I wish that I had so many jewels and so many gold coins. And then so many gold coins appeared. So you know, he was just amazed, and he was saying, this is the potency of this desire tree. And then it was evening time, and it started getting dark outside, and he was feeling sleepy. But in Vrindavan, in the night time, all the tigers start to come out. So he started becoming afraid. He said, I'm sitting under this desire tree. He said, maybe a big tiger will come to eat me. And as soon as he said that, big tiger manifest. So Prabhupada said, we should purify our desires. And he says, Krishna will hear those pure desires that we have. And he'll fulfill those desires. Because he is a person. And the thing that he wants is for all of us to get out of this world and come back to him. So this is the process of devotional service. To purify our hearts. And become qualified for returning back to Godhead. And the best way to do that is to all chant the holy names of the Lord. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Any questions or comments? Yes, sir.
Могли бы вы сказать, как идет управление тремя гунами? Через воздействие типа тяни толкай или через приманку, которую вывешивает перед нами и своими чувствами не тянется?
He wants me to explain something about the modes of material nature. What does he want me to explain about the modes? I don't understand anything that you're saying. Nature, they bind us in this world. Speaking to the microphone. Guna means rope.
Guna означает веревка.
They bind us to the material nature.
Она повязывает нас с этим материальным миром.
And the different modes have different qualities.
Разные гуны имеют разные качества.
If one is situated in the material mode of goodness, one can experience some taste of happiness in this world. Although it's not pure happiness. Because no manifestation of any mode is absolutely pure. Like mode of goodness, it has traces of ignorance and passion. And our great acharyas have told us that the mode of goodness is conducive to spiritual realization. Therefore, by our activities, we aspire to become situated in the mode of goodness. The mode of passion and the mode of ignorance they are very, they're very, they bind us to this material nature very much. By passionate activity, we're always agitated and disturbed. And this material mode of ignorance, it causes great suffering in the living entity. But the amazing thing about this world is, even though people are suffering, they think that they're happy. Just like sometimes you'll see people who are so intoxicated, and practically they're acting like animals. They're acting in every abominable way, but they think that they're happy. So we should make an endeavor to purify the heart and come to the position of goodness. And then from that position of goodness, we can transcend and come to the level of pure goodness. The only process for doing that